The Kleinhans stage was jammed with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, the BPO Chorus, and conductor Aaron Freeman for the annual celebration of King's life. This year, the man, the dream, the legacy. This is also a time when new generations who don't remember the civil rights leader are gradually supplanting those who heard him or saw him or marched with him. Event director Bessie Patterson says her generation has to tell young people the lessons of history, just as her generation was told about slavery.
We have to learn our history. We have to be taught our history through the book or through somebody to tell us that was here during that time. And that's the way we have to do our young people, to just insist that they learn it. Because just like when I was going to school, we had black history, and we had it in books and things like that. But now they don't have access to that now. So it's up to us to try to make sure that they learn that and know what Dr. King was all about.
Patterson says the lesson is the need for people to stand up for the right, and not enough people are doing that. She reminds people the preacher was killed in Memphis while supporting garbage workers who were striking for a living wage. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.